Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The website ratebu.com invites users to post photos of women students at Boston University. Then people can click on the one they think is, quote, hottest. Just 6 days after it launched, the site generated almost 1.6 million votes for 819 women. RateBU.com has generated a lot of controversy, as well as some legal questions. We're joined by internet law expert John Palfrey right now to answer some of those. He's co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society at Harvard University, and he says all users of social networks need to be aware of privacy issues.
I think it's very important when people use a service like Facebook that they recognize that the information can be used in lots of different ways. One of the aspects of the social web that we use today is that information can be taken from one environment and put in another, and Facebook is something that is integrated with lots of other sites. So I think that's an important realization when somebody's posting their information to Facebook.
So essentially, if you have any information on Facebook, any other outlet can use that information and post it and use your name as well.
An overstatement to say that anything you put on Facebook could be used in that way, but the way in which these sites interrelate, it allows for the sharing of some of that information. So it's a partial ability for these systems to interoperate.
So in this particular case, Boston University student Justin Duty, who created this site, you know, he says that he is allowed to do this because of Facebook's terms of service. Is what he's doing then legal and in accordance with Facebook's policies?
Well, we'll find out, I suppose, if Facebook determines they think it is consistent with their terms of service. It's obviously too big a question to say this is entire service is legal or not. But I think the important factor here is this is less governed by the law of the state, like the First Amendment or something like a privacy statute, and more governed by a contract between Facebook and another service. And that's actually one of the features of the Internet at the moment is these are very often effectively private arrangements between private entities rather than something that's usually governed in a public way.
So is there anything that folks can do to protect their information on Facebook to make sure it's not used this way?
Well, certainly the first instance is don't put information on Facebook that you don't want shared very broadly and publicly. And I think people are increasingly realizing that information on Facebook is somewhat more public than they expected. And the second is obviously to use your privacy controls. So it is possible to go into Facebook and ratchet down the extent to which information can be used from one service to another, but you can't clamp that down entirely.
And what about for the women involved who don't want their pictures moved from Facebook? Is that what you would say to them to do? You know, make sure that you utilize your privacy settings correctly and don't put anything on Facebook that you don't want spread around?
I think that it is the best advice. It's an unfortunate situation, and obviously this is something that many people find distasteful. And it's a difficult aspect of Facebook, I think, in this day and age, which is there are a number of people who wish that they, in essence, could opt out of Facebook because there are negative consequences of using it in many respects, and yet they feel so much of their social life is, in fact, taking place in this public environment that's held in private hands. So it's a complicated bind, and I can quite understand why someone would be quite upset about the situation they find themselves in if they're getting raided on a site that they had no intention of participating in at all.
Is the school liable at all here?
I think that's an interesting question as to whether or not there's a way in which somebody could use the leverage over the school. You know, it's a very broad question to ask a lawyer. Is it possibly liable in some fashion? So the answer is possibly. There's always legal risk, but it's not obvious that the school has enormous exposure.
All right. John Palfrey, co-director of the Berkman Center for Internet and Society and a professor of law at Harvard University. Thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Deb.